Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Again, you talk about a weaker brother. There are some things that, and I'm, don't you go out and say, the priest said I could buy a bottle of wine. I did not say that. I didn't say that. What I am saying, and just throw that out of the equation, but there are certain things that we can do as individuals that you, that others, because of their conscience, and are we, and it would cause them to stumble and to fall. Are we on the same page? Don't you go out to ABC Liquor Lounge or wherever it is. I did not say that. You better stay away from that. It'll ruin your life. Okay. But still, the fact is there. Okay. Because you can become a stumbling block to that individual. Then he goes even farther. He gives that example. If any man see thee which have knowledge, sit at the table. Okay. And by the way, when he talks about the, with which any man see thee which has knowledge, he's talking about that mature believer. You have the knowledge. In other words, you know that means nothing. Idols are nothing. But yet he sees you, that you're the mature believer that has this knowledge. He sees you sit there that in the temple eating meat. Here's what he says. Shall not the conscience, that decision in your mind, is it good, is it bad? Okay, which we talk about being defiled. He's making these decisions within himself of him which is weak, be emboldened. The word emboldened means to build up, to strengthen, okay? Shall not the conscience of him which be weak be emboldened now to eat those things which are offered to idols? Here's what he's thinking now. If he can do it, I can do it. It goes against his conscience, completely what he was thinking now. If that guy can do that, then I guess it's okay for me. Seeing a mature believer participate, the weaker brother is emboldened or encouraged to eat the meat in the idol's temple. Well, he's doing it. And although there's nothing wrong with him eating the meat, remember, what goes in does not defile. It's what comes out that defiles. That's what Jesus said. He is led into an atmosphere and setting that leads him to believe that nothing is wrong with idol involvement or worship, even though the stronger believers knows it's not. The weaker believers says, well, maybe it's okay. And he has the wrong mentality about it. So what he's saying, now it'll get a little bit clearer as we go. Verse number 11. And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. Now we know the word perish does not mean he's going to lose his salvation. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This word perish literally has a different meaning. It does not mean to be put to death. It means to render useless. They become useless for the cause of Christ. His life may become useless to God in the glory of God and useless to the cause of Christ. He may become a castaway from serving the Lord. Paul used that term in the next chapter. Turn me to 1 Corinthians 9:27. Paul used that same thought. But I keep my body and bring it in unto subjection, lest by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. The word castaway means, the word is dokimos. It means of no use. A cracked pot. A pot that used to hold water, now it's cracked and it can't hold water anymore. It's not for their intended purpose. They're not useful anymore. And that back here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 8, that's what he's talking about. Shall the knowledge of thy weak brother perish? It becomes cracked. They become useless now because, well, I might as well. And then he says this, for whom Christ died. And I wrote this down. I want to read this, okay? Paul explained the importance of the life of this weaker brother. Now get this. This is the importance of the life of the weaker brother. Christ died for the salvation of all men, and that would include the weaker brother. If Christ paid such a high price for his salvation, then the more mature believer should have a greater love and concern for the life of the weaker believer. You're getting the picture. Christ died for that guy. You ought to love him enough to respect, not just respect him, but honor that. And then he goes a little farther. Paul encouraged the believers to have a selfless, not selfish, but a selfless spirit, realizing that their lives did not belong to them, but for Christ who died for them. We read back in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 already, verses 19 and 20. Just previously, Paul had said this. What? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, and ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We belong to God. The weaker brother belongs to God. And that's what we have to think about, okay? We don't want to destroy him, his testimony that he perish, he becomes useless because of what we're doing, even though it may not be wrong to us. It's wrong to him. Are you following? Okay. And then verse number 12. But when ye sin so against... All right. But when ye sin so against the brethren... Notice, this is an interesting contrast. He was talking in previous verses about the brother. All of a sudden, he makes it plural. It goes from brother, that brother. Now, you sin against the brethren. Do you know what you do affects everybody? It affects his church. And that's what he's saying. Not only you affect that weaker brother, it affects that whole church at Corinth, that the brethren. Hope you see that picture. We're not an island to ourselves. Everything that you do in the world somehow is a reflection, not just of Christ, but also of this church. Amen, preacher. Okay. And so I just want you to note, and I got to move on, I got to finish this thing. But I want you to know how it's neat to me, how it went from a brother to brethren. Man, you got to be careful about this thing, about your knowledge, how you can affect everybody in this love, because it's not just you and just me, not just me and Danny. Now it's me and the whole church. So what are you saying here? That when you sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. But when you sin against the brethren, not the eating of the meat, only does it affect the weaker brother. It affects everybody, because since it affects that weaker brother, it's going to affect everybody else involved. The wound means to strike or beat. It disquiets one's conscience. In other words, the word wound, it wounds their weak conscience. It hurts them. It wounds them, their weak conscience. And notice this. Ye sin against Christ. The mature believer, you sinned against Christ. I'm just eating meat. No, you affected that weaker brother. And because of that, you sinned against Christ. You have directly disobeyed the teachings of Christ. That's what he's telling them. And New Testament principles, as scriptures teach, to love one another and to care for the brethren. Let me give you the examples real quick. How am I sinning against Christ by eating this meat? If it affects the brothers, it does. Because here's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22. Beginning in verse 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's what Jesus is saying about love. It conquers all. All right. I don't care what other people think. I know it's right. And I don't care what they think. You know you're sinning against Christ. Because you've pushed aside this love factor. If it affects somebody else, you better... Let me give you one more. 1 Peter 1:22. Greg, put that one up there. 1 Peter 1:22.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday night to hear Wyatt Austin of the Inspirations, along with the Rogers family, at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's February 9th at 6 p.m. to hear Wyatt Austin of the Inspirations and the Rogers family at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.